Notice that we can shorten had to apostrophe D and had not to hadn't. It is easy to get confused between the present perfect and the past perfect. Remember, the present perfect always relates a past action to the present. The past perfect relates a past action to one further in the past. The next dialogue will help make this clear. Read along with the subtitles.
Excuse me, waiter.
Yes.
I ordered soup and this is a sock.
We'd run out of soup, sorry.
How can you run out?
I'm sorry, our chef, Reuben, had eaten it all.
Well, would he like to eat this sock?
Oh, I doubt it. That is his sock.
And had Reuben thought about what I would do when you gave me this?
Yes. He said to say that if you like his sock, then you can have his underwear for dessert. Bon appetit.
Did that help you see the difference between past perfect and present perfect? Which is it that relates a past action to one further in the past? That's right, the past perfect. Here's the dialogue so you can check.
Excuse me, waiter.
Yes.
I ordered soup and this is a sock.
We'd run out of soup, sorry.
How can you run out?
I'm sorry, our chef, Reuben, had eaten it all.
Well, would he like to eat this sock?
Oh, I doubt it. That is his sock.
And had Reuben thought about what I would do when you gave me this?
Yes. He said to say that if you like his sock, then you can have his underwear for dessert. Bon appetit.
Now it's time for a complete change. Let's have a think about reported speech. When we repeat what someone has said in the past, we use reported speech. If Anna says, "I must save the tree," and we record her words just as she has said them here, then we're using her exact words as she said them. This is known as direct speech. But if we change to reported speech, we use the past form to record what she had said. Anna said that she must save the tree. Notice that we do not use speech marks in reported speech, and that we have used the past of say, said, to report what Anna has said in the past. This is also known as indirect speech. Read along with the subtitles in the next dialogue and decide which kinds of speech are used.
Did you hear what Sir Roderick was saying about your mother the other night, Geoffrey?
No, I didn't, Timothy. What did he say about her?
Well, Geoffrey, he said that your mother was nature's excuse for people to lose their eyesight.
That's not very nice, is it, Timothy? I knew that my mother wasn't blessed with good looks or hair, but how could he speak about one of my family members like that?
He also said, Geoffrey, that she is the most frustrating person to be around, and that it makes him wish that she had no lips so that she couldn't talk so much.
I believe that a course of action is in order to teach Sir Roderick some manners.
Mm.